Check one, check two, check three. Check one, check two, check three. Check one, check two, check three. Hi, everybody. Let's do this. Gonna start early. I wrote that one. Hello, 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 hello. Hi, everybody. Welcome to another live stream. I know I'm 15 minutes early, but when you're simmering gravy and you're adding your spices and your paprika, when the gravy's ready, you ladle it. You know, you don't wait around. If I was going to wait another 15 minutes just to stay on schedule, my gravy might have been burnt. Welcome to episode 789, Using Math to Decode Wizardry, Goats in Hell, and a full explanation as to why you cannot catch a virus. I got a great video for you on that topic. The guy did a wonderful job. It's just completely logical, and it will ease one fear. But when you realize how many people don't know how the world works, you may want to, you know, get some chickens, settle down, have a nice family, stay out of the gay bars. It's cool. We don't have anything better beer. Oh, piping hot gravy. Okay. So first off, I got some real funny stuff for you too. Would you like to see my goats in hail? I was going to say hail the goat, but that probably would trigger a lot of people. But I really, really like goats a lot. What about HIV? Isn't that a virus? You're in a timeout, Boston Irish Bear. Boston Irish Bear, today is a day where you do a lot of listening. Looking healthy, Owen. Thank you. I've not caught any virus. You can't catch a virus. You just be patient. And to let you guys know, we have about 50,000 people, between 50 and 100,000 people listen every day to this. And unlike Joe the Shill, Rogan, or CNN, or any of these places, I'm not promoted at all. In fact, I'm kicked off all social media. So the level of the quality of people that are here is pretty mind blowing. Oh, wait a minute. I forgot to. All right. I'll play you guys the goat thing first. This is the reason why I use goats for milk and not for slaughter. I've grown quite fond of them, and I do believe they can. They respond to their own names. Hang on a second. Where's my funny goat video? Here we go. I'm going to just play this for you, and I got to download something else. This was last night. Crazy hailstorm.
So one of the fun things that happens with milking is when a hailstorm comes, all the girls want to stay up there. But they're lucky. Look at them. I'll calm them down one at a time, and they'll all come down. It's pretty adorable, actually. Rain, sleet, snow, or shine, the big bear always gets his milk. Who's up first? All right, rise up first. Come on down to the Price is Right milk machine. All right, Joni, head out up. Come on, Joni girl. Who's up next? It's Annie girl. What's up, mama? Come on, Annie. Joni, you came a little early. It's Annie's turn.
All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, I accidentally called Raya Joni, and that's why Joni ran down. Was that super adorable, though? I highly recommend getting your own animals and growing your own food, because this is a theory that I have, and I think there's some legs to it. If your food likes you, like the goats like me, they know I treat them well. I think that some of that love is transferred into the food. Okay, so a commercial stole something, and it's a pretty interesting thing. Let me put everybody in a nice, good, loving mood here. I'm going to play To Build Ursa Manor, made by Benny from Seattle about a year ago, 2019. And then I'm going to show you a very interesting thing that Kyneton Bear alerted me to this morning. And then we will talk about how to spot wizardry using math. All right. I hope you guys are all doing quite well. I'm doing quite well, as you can see.
Hey, Walt, you're doing great, buddy.
Play the rest in a minute so we can wash the filth out of what I'm about to play you guys. So that song is a very unknown song. It's To Build a Home, and I've been playing it on the piano recently a lot. And the way Canaanites work is they can't create, they only steal. And the reason I was saying that these streams get between 50 and 100,000 listens a day is because I've been playing this song a lot longer than the CV has been devastating the world. And so watch what these bastards, and I get it. Some of you guys will say, oh, it's just a coincidence, Owen, and we'll talk about coincidences very soon. But what they do is, and listen to how it's played. Listen, they don't use the song. They use it, the sound of a guy playing it on the piano. Okay, now watch how all that beauty that I just showed you, watch the upside down version where they extract everything good about that song and everything good that people just immediately think of, and they put it into a propaganda piece with poison water called Budweiser. Watch this. 1 minute long.
This bud's for the blues. The reds
and the white
and the warriors. This bud's for the magic,
bears, moon,
the athletics, the giants, and the jazz.
Enjoy your quarantine.
This bud's for the trailblazers, the Braves, the Yankees, and the Angels. This Buds for the home team.
No, we're not all one team. The heroes on the front lines, while they're really desperate, a lot of people believe this stuff. It's, guys, so I took that a little personally because they, all right, now, hang on, that's BB playing. It sounds a little familiar.
Oh, how dare you?
They had a picture of a bear and a moon. Okay, so, because they have to, they extract what is good and then they make it terrible. Okay, alcohol has killed, what, 80, 100,000 people since this nonsense pandemic has started. So they're selling poison water and they're using something so good to try and trick people into saying, here's to the Reds, the Blues, and the Warriors. What are the two lodges of Freemasonry, red and blue? Okay, so I am going to show everybody today, without a shadow of a doubt, it sounds way familiar. Yeah, let's just scrub that off us and watch something actually beautiful, and then we will. I will dismantle, without any shadow of a doubt, the entire narrative and why they're doing it. Because I took it a little personally when they took such a beautiful song and a beautiful piano rendition of the song to try and sell horror, to try and sell someone playing a saxophone out of a balcony is somehow beautiful. No, what you're about to watch is beautiful.
There is a tree as old as me. Branches were sown by the color of green.
You smell bad.
Ground had a rose that passed its leaves.
You're right, 2 out of 3.
By the cracks of his skin, I climb to the top. I climb the tree to see the world.
This is what it really is. This is beautiful.
When the guys came around to blow me down.
Logos versus propaganda.
Held on as tightly as you have.
Yeah. Okay, so what you just witnessed was the actual American dream. Now you're about to see how they take that beautiful song to create the American nightmare. But they'll sell it to you with the song. Watch. And I'm about to dismantle their entire narrative. This is the American nightmare. Empty seats.
Empty buds for the blues.
Poison water. Kills millions of people.
And
look at those cowards.
The warriors.
Those morons. Warriors my ass.
This buds for the magic.
Oh look, a bear and a moon. Great.
The athletics. The giants.
Yeah, that's not a giant. That's a communist.
And the jazz.
Probably just got done watching pornos.
This buds for the trailblazers. The Braves.
The cowards.
The Yankees.
Homos.
And the Angels.
Pussy.
This buds for the home team.
The home team. Beautiful propaganda, guys. This season, we're all one team, huh? So I did what I normally don't do. I dove into Twitter to pull out what their narratives are so that I can show you guys what it is. Because you pay me for a reason. I have an actual function here, guys. I dismantle the lies so that you don't walk into a bear trap. That's what I'm here for, and I'll do my job until the day I die as good as I possibly can. So I dove into Twitter, which I don't do, because if you're watching the news and you're on social media, you are basically a drunk. You're drinking the poison, and no one's gonna, like, normal people, sane people are not gonna listen to your excuses when this is all over. When the bars shut, click, click, and you hear it. First off, if Hillary Clinton is endorsing something, you know it's probably not good. Hillary Clinton, hang on. In the next several weeks may some of the hardest we faced as a country. From those on the front lines to those saving lives by staying at home. Saving lives by staying at home. Okay, Hillary. Let's remember to be kind to each other, be patient, and remember the power of our collective humanity even when we're apart. Okay, first off, that doesn't sound like the plan I've been sold. It appears like Hillary Clinton isn't running away. She is endorsing the narrative. What else do we got here? We have Neil deGrasse Tyson says, "We can put a man on the moon, but we can't cure the coronavirus. No, wait, sorry. Right now, we actually can't put anyone on the moon and haven't been able to for 45 years. And then Elon Musk pops in. You can't see it here. And he goes, "But we will soon." It's just lie on top of lie on top of. That's why I don't go. And then you see the Empire State Building. They haven't lit up in all red until there was 40-week abortions legalized recently. By the way, you want to understand actual pattern recognition, guys? I prove it to you by being able to layer four songs on top of each other as I play it with my eyes closed, seamlessly weaving them together. I'm not bragging. It's just some people will say that they have high pattern recognition. Prove it. One of the reasons why a lot of actors were always envious of comedians is because we could prove we were funny. I've always been drawn to the most bare bones situation, you know, where one microphone, one man, one mouth, one crowd. Are you funny or not? Because even people in a play, it could be the writer. If you write your own material, you go on a stage, you say it in a microphone, do they laugh or not? It's the purest, most boiled down reality. You want to talk about pattern recognition? Watch a guy play four Pink Floyd songs simultaneously, weaving 12 notes together with the almost infinite possibilities of all those interactions into this one massive song. I do it every night for you guys, right? Okay, so you know that I'm not full of shit. So the Empire State Building was lit up like an ambulance tonight in tribute to, I can't believe people fall for it, but I understand. It's my cross to bear is basically being sober in a world of drunk people. I get it. If you're sucking on the bottle of media and social media, you're basically a drunk person. I can drive. Okay. If you believe this, you have to stop. And you have to choose it. No one can unplug it. Because then you'll just sit there like, me porno. Dang. The Empire State Building was lit up like an ambulance tonight in tribute to first responders and medical workers battling COVID-19. Right now in the chat, can anyone name a name, not a number? We're going to get to numbers in a second. Name someone you know that has died of COVID-19 that did not have horrific medical conditions before that. Because they are adding, I'll get to that in a second. Put a name in the chat. And we can extrapolate that with the thousands of people here and all the thousands of people they know, the fact no one can, just say a name, not a number, a name. Tell me the name of someone you've lost to COVID-19 that was not horribly sick for another reason. I'll wait 20 seconds. No names. No names. No, there's no names. Kobe Bryant. Okay, that's nope. Not one, zero names. No one knows. This is not real. None of this is real. Okay, now let's do an Willie Fisterbottom. Okay, that's pretty funny. Okay, now name someone that's died in the last 3 months in your life and say how. Like if it was cancer, heart disease, obesity, suicide, opioids. List a name and then say how they actually died. Only celebs. Gary. Yeah, it's a joke. No one can name anyone. There's no names, guys. This is all, and I'll explain how this is done. They took my fucking song, and now they will pay. My mom is dying from her fear of coronavirus. Ha ha ha. Right. Name a name. Dude, when someone dies, like Bear Arms Bear died in the last few months. Say a name. Overdose, right, but say a name of someone. Shane, opioids. Sister, diabetes. There you go. Sydney, suicide. There you go. My brother, wait, all right. Cancer, stroke, my dad, stroke, murder, gunshot, Brian, car accident, Rose, cancer, Doc from opioids, Mikey, drugs, stroke, Gabe from, I missed that one, Marty, opioids, Uncle Fest, oh, that's pretty funny, opioids, suicide, drunk driving, right, no, but give me names, Great Aunt Ruth from old age, Maurice Powers had a heart attack, rest in peace, Justin, overdose, Russell Lee, car accident, Gary the Duck, savagely murdered. That's funny. Dad, stroke. Ronald, old age. Joyce, low blood sugar. Right. Exact. Aunt, obesity. Leland, cancer. Dan, overdose. Okay, now give me one fucking name of anyone who's died of this thing that they're claiming they have to be front lines on. If they cared about your life in any way, they would be front lines for all the things. My sister, suicide. Eric, car accident. Josh, overdose. Terrence, murdered. Terrence, hilarious. I get it. He was trying to steal a bike. I get it. I'm just joking. Rest in peace, Terrence. My grandmother, Alzheimer's. Cindy, diabetes. Nick Fuentes, hey, it's hilarious. Dina Hart. All right, I'm getting to a point here, and I think you can all see the point, that the reason they light up this giant needle in the sky, last time they did it, it was because of women's rights. When they got to murder 40-week unborn babies and sell their parts to the elite. Okay, the Empire State Building was lit up like an ambulance tonight in tribute to first responders and medical workers battling COVID-19. The top of the iconic skyscraper was lit red with revolving red and white lights circling the mast to resemble a siren. Okay, does that still make any sense to you? I'm just starting, by the way. So do you think that in your life, 13-year-old neighbor suicide, right. Let their names be said. Aaron, breast cancer, best friend, 25 years of age. No names, only numbers. Right. BB, I'm homeschooling my son with gravy, F-bombs. I'll watch out. I'll watch the F-bombs. All right. Charlie Kirk, coke in the butthole overdose. That's pretty funny. But you understand the point I just made. And it's a very, very powerful point. And you have to understand the point I just made, blood sacrifice ritual. Yeah. Yes. No one around here. No one anywhere, guys. Guys, this is an international chat. There's thousands and thousands of people here. These reach between 50 and 100,000 people, download them every day and listen to them. And it's a very, very high grade of listener. I know I can be a dick and ban people, but that's because I love high quality. Okay, this is basically like the Navy SEALs. Like, there's forces to try and get you to leave all the time. They're trying to wash you out of my chat. Joe Rogan, CNN, all they pump the recommended videos. I'm not allowed on YouTube. I'm not allowed on Twitter. I'm not allowed on Facebook. I'm not allowed on Instagram. The fact you're here means you choose to be here because you like a high grade of talk show. Okay, so 50 to 100,000 of some of the most high quality people in the entire world, no one can say one single name. Okay, that pretty much means it's not real. Okay, we'll get to the numbers in a second. And which is this, I labeled as numbers. Oh, Hillary. So this is how you can tell if something is a lie. Let me just run through something. Shapiro died of too many porno codes. Hilarious. Top quality bears. Yes, it's like the Navy SEALs versus, an Amy Schumer concert. It's like they're trying to get you to leave. They don't let me promote myself. And the fact you're here means you made it. You're here. It's quality people. No one can name out, and it's all over the world. Everywhere. And no one can. And I've been asking people for weeks now, can anyone give me a name? Oh, well, the statistics. I'll tell you how statistics work. Okay, let me just show you how you can mathematically analyze whether or not something is a diet of an oversquirt. You guys are running with this one. I like it a lot. And I'm not saying to not have hope. I'm saying speak the truth. If you put your hope in a lie, it will always backfire. Always. Ask the grabblers how it's turning out. Okay, so let's say, I'll give you just thoughts that go through my head and how I can analyze whether or not something is potentially coincidence or a lie. Like people are scared of 5G, right? So someone says 5G, in my mind, I think a lot. So I just say 5G, fifth generation, 5G, fifth generation. Is that a coincidence or is there something there? So then I just can start doing some math in my head where it's like, okay, there's 26 letters and then 1 to 9. Let's just say single digits and then any letter. So 26 times 9 is 234. 26 times 9, I think around 230. I think 234. All right. So 1 in 234 isn't that crazy. It's not likely. And the way that you can put this into your everyday life is with the flipping of a coin. So the odds that you flip a coin and it ends up being heads is 1 in 2. The odds that you flip a coin twice and it's head both times is 1 in 4 because you just multiply the denominator times it's out, right? So 1 in 2 times 1 in 2 is 1 in 4. And then a third time, 1 in 2 times 1 in 2 times 1 in 2, which would be 1 in 8. A fourth time, 1 in 16. Fifth time, 1 in 32. A sixth time, 1 in 64. 1 in 128. 1 in 256, right? So it's around 8 heads in a row. Okay, heads, that can happen. Okay, so I'm not ladling that gravy. One in 256, one in 234. You can see someone flip heads 8 times. I've beaten those odds many times in my life. Okay, now when you analyze like the eclipse, that the sun is 94 million miles away, the moon is 240,000 miles away, and because of their sizes, they are exactly 400 times farther and 400 times bigger to make them line up like two metal cut circles perfectly from an observer spinning 1,000 miles around the Earth. Okay, at specific times. The odds of that are so astronomical that it would be the equivalent of flipping heads every second, every minute of every day since before the birth of Jesus Christ. Binary, bro, you're in a timeout. I'm just trying to help people understand. This is not binary. This is trying to have people understand coincidences versus a lie. Okay, evolution. So you can tell that the concept, and then people say, well, it's because God said made it that way. No, these are all things to push the narrative that there is no God, that this is all random chance. I believe in creative design, and I'll tell you another reason why I do. Evolution. Evolution says if a monkey jumps on a typewriter long enough, eventually Shakespeare will come out. So they use these astronomical amount of time frames. Fortunately for the good guys, you can. I know that this might go over some of your heads, but I'm trying to make. Wait, you mind saying that again? Yeah, I'll just start this slower again. 5G. I'm just using a random thing because I think it's probably not related. But yesterday I was thinking about fifth generation warfare. And someone said 5G and my synapses went ding, ding, 5 and G. Okay. So what are the odds of that? There's 26 letters and 9 integers. So that would be 9 times 26, which is 234. So the odds that they randomly lined up is 1 in 234, which is not that crazy. And so to figure out that in real life, like 1 in 234, the best way to explain it to somebody is flipping a coin. You use the power, 2 to the 5th power, 2 to the 8th power is 1 in 256, which means that it's heads 8 times in a row. That's very doable. Heads 20 times in a row gets a little crazy. The solar eclipse would be heads every second of every minute of every day since before the birth of Jesus Christ. When you get into things like that, you go, oh, it's much easier explained. Coin flips are independent events. You don't understand, Squatch Bear. Okay, each integer and letter is independent events. That doesn't mean anything. You're in a timeout. Coin flips are independent events. Timeout. The 8 in a row is not an independent event, just like 5G. If you randomly do 1 through 9 and 1 through 26, ding, 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 it will come up 5G around 1 in 234. Okay, so the best way to do that is to say, I know they're all random events. That's how statistics work. So what are the chances that something hits heads every single time 8 in a row? It's 1 in 256. If you do this 250 times, if you flip the coin 256 times, the odds are that it happens once. Okay, so when you're dealing with this solar eclipse, the odds would be flipping heads every second, every minute of every year since before the birth of Christ. When you start understanding those type of quadrillion, quadrillion, quadrillion stats, you realize it's much, much, much easier to explain that someone simply lied. BB, you were nailing it. Not sure how people don't understand this. Because they're trained to not understand it. The school teaches them all this nonsense so they don't understand these simple things. And that's why, like, I'll get to the what a virus is. And you can use logic to figure these things out. It's how you spot a lie. And then the way wizardry works is say, then what is it? And I say, I don't know. Because I can spot that the virus narrative is a lie or that evolution is a lie because of these statistical probabilities, they then put the onus of responsibility on you, in my case, me, a comedian, to tell you how everything exists, how all disease works, and how the eclipse works, which is not possible. You understand? So I figured out what to do, which is say what the lie is and then back away. And then I say what my opinion is and what my theories are. It is because someone points out that something is a lie, it is not the onus of responsibility on the skeptic to then say what is, because there is absolutely no possible way for me to figure out the shape of the earth, what the eclipse is, how all disease works, etc. Oddly, I'm doing a pretty damn good job at that other part though, because a lot of things make logical sense. Okay? Shall we continue? Thank you, Professor BB. Anytime. And as someone who is from a family of educators, I understand how when you're told so many lies that you can't get to the bottom of anything. That's such a great point. Just because you can spot something as false doesn't mean you have... Yeah, because I've fallen for that myself. You know, I'm like, because I spotted something, I figured it out pretty quickly, but because I would figure out something is a lie, I then felt this wave of confidence where I'd be like, so it's my hunch. And that's hard to do. Okay, so where was I in this? This is what we're now seeing in reality. Okay, where's Bubble Boy? It's pretty funny. Someone sent me this. I'm just pissed they used my song, so I'll take down their entire narrative.
Really walking in a human bubble. That's so funny. That is official. Look at this guy. Wow. He is extra safe. Like, he is literally walking in a bubble.
All right, you get the idea.
Holy crap.
All right, so... It does not take a genius to realize that it's more deadly to walk down the middle of a crowded urban environment in a bubble. Okay, I know I sound like I'm saying it kind of like a jerk, like I'm putting a little spin on it to be like mean, but it's getting to the point of absurd. where Budweiser, that sells poison water that literally kills your internal organs, and everyone knows people that have died because of alcohol. So now they are doing this huge propaganda push to help spread awareness about something that literally hasn't killed anyone ever knows. And the resulting actions are going to kill a lot of people because of the stress, the disease, the drop in economy, all that stuff. Guys, don't get me wrong. I love it. I've been in quarantine for years. I'm glad that the world is forced to face my reality. But you guys support me and are here for a very specific reason. I'm not going to sit back and gloat and say, yeah, why don't you all live in your little bubbles? I have an instinct to do that, but that would make me bad at my job. I'm going to help explain to you why this is absolutely 100% fake. Would you guys like to just see someone explain to you what a virus is? This is a 12-minute video. This guy does a very thorough explanation, much better than I would do off the cuff. And I will play it, and then I will show you some funny stuff, and then I will open mail. And if anyone has any questions, feel free to ask. But don't think for a second you can in any way try and shame me and call me stupid, because I ain't stupid.
To save lives. For further information around social distancing, please visit www.wa.gov.
There we go.
Hey, I've had quite a few questions over the last few weeks, so I'm making this for my friends to clear a few things up. First and foremost, something you should know, you cannot catch a virus. And why can't you catch a virus? Because it's impossible. So why is it impossible to catch a virus?
Question.
A virus is alive. Is a virus a living thing?
No.
So how is it that people think that you can catch something that is not alive?
Everybody knows you never go full retard.
Now, I know a lot of people are genuinely concerned, so that's why I'm making this, to hopefully cure some of the unnecessary fear and stress. And if you are feeling that, it's because you're causing it for yourself. And just so you don't think I'm sitting here making stuff up, I'll quickly tell you my background so you know how and why I'm telling you these things. I was one of those kids that could read and write before I even started school. I knew my 1 to 12 times table before other kids even knew how to open a book. I won academic scholarships at 2 expensive private schools. I did 6 years of science, which included medicine. I did 6 years of natural health and medicine. And I spent 3 years solely looking into the nature of viruses, bacteria, protozoans, fungus, and parasites. And as a practitioner, I treated myself and a number of other people successfully long-term for conditions of the same. And when I did my last IQ and aptitude test, I was taken into a separate room and I was interrogated to see if I cheated. And more than anything, unlike Google and Facebook, I don't have vested financial interest dictating what I can say, and I don't have shares in vaccine companies. So what is a virus anyway? Well, a virus is nothing more than a solvent, and these solvents are created within the cells of the body. This is why you cannot catch a virus. Viruses are created cellularly. Now, the body can create hundreds of thousands of different viruses at any time. So why does a cell need to create a virus or a solvent? Created in response to the built-up toxicity that we have in our bodies. So how does a cell become toxic? Well, a lot of people have spent a number of years putting shit in their minds and shit in their body. A lot of people think that it's just totally fine to eat supermarket food, you know, you microwave it, just get flu shots injected into you every year, just drink your tap water. You know, people that go after organic food are tinfoil hat wearing boogers. The thing is that nature doesn't care what you believe. You can believe that any of those things are true, but nature doesn't care what you believe. So a lot of people have asked me, what is a flu? Well, a flu is a viral detoxification or a cleansing. A cold, on the other hand, is mostly bacterial. And for the most part, what needs cleaning out of the cells are environmental toxins such as heavy metals, plastics, any kind of environmental industrial pollutants, the chemicals that you use in your home to clean things with, things you put in your body, and so on and so forth. Now, a virus does not attack cell tissue. What happens is that as a virus, which is a solvent, breaks down the toxic residue within a cell, it creates essentially a toxic waste. So that's why you'll feel shitty if you've got a viral infection. And what can happen is if there's a lot of shit in your cells, you're going to create a lot of toxic waste as that virus breaks down. So what happens is that if there's too much of it, it can actually cause cell damage, and in extreme cases, it can cause cell death. So there is actually one way that you can catch a virus, and I'm going to tell you what that is in a minute. But you got to learn a bit about the nature of viruses before before I can tell you how you can catch one. But millions of people are dying, and you can catch some bat flu off of a counter or by being around your friends. Virus is specific to specific cells in the body. So somebody with hepatitis, for example, which affects the liver, does that affect the heart? Do they have lung problems? Do they have brain or gonad problems? Likewise, a virus that attacks the lungs will not affect the kidneys. It's because the virus is specific to specific cells in the body. So because a virus is not transmissible within your own body, it should make sense that a virus is not transmissible between people. And it's especially impossible for a virus to make the jump between species. This is why you can't get an avian flu, a swine flu, a bat flu, a monkey flu, or any other flu that affects an animal, except for one way, and we will get to that. So how is it that a number of people can get a virus at the same time? If it is created within the cells, how is it that a lot of people can get it at the same time? Well, if somebody at home has a cold, or somebody at work or at your sporting club, does everybody in that place get a cold? You know that the answer is no, despite the fact that a bacterial infection can be contagious. And why can a bacterial or a fungal infection be contagious? Because they are living things. A virus, remember, is not a living thing. So how is it that a number of people can get a virus at the same time? There is an intelligence that runs through all of life. It's why seeds know when to germinate. It's why animals know when to mate or to hibernate or to come out of hibernation. So the body knows when it's a good time to undergo a cleaning, and it knows when it's a good time from the environment and climatic conditions. This is why a number of people in the same area can undergo a viral detoxification. But again, does everybody get a viral detoxification at the same time? You already know that the answer is no. So why is that? Well, they may have already undergone a recent cleansing. They may just be very healthy people, and they're always watching the way they eat, the way they think, the way they move, the way they sleep. The intelligence that runs through all of life means that that body knows that it does not have to undergo a viral detoxification at that point in time. Additionally, our bodies all talk to each other, particularly our immune systems. This is one of the ways that we're attracted to the opposite sex. We can sense their immune system. It's how we know that we can create a genetically diverse offspring that will have the greatest chance of survival. We sense another's immune system partly by scent, and this has been taken away quite a lot in modern life. Things like perfumes and colognes, and especially when women go on the pill, it can affect their ability to sense a man's immune system. This is why some women come off birth control when they decide it's time to have a baby with their partner, and they smell them for the first time, and they realize that they're actually not attracted to them. And while I can't condense more than 10 years of experience into a short video, hopefully that's enough to show you why you cannot catch a virus, and you can start asking some good questions, such as, what is this coronavirus really about? Well, a lot of people were sus on this from the start for a number of reasons. Not everybody buys into what they hear from the media. And recently I saw a video from a guy who was clearly able to use his own brain. He asked a couple of good questions, and those questions led to the finding of vaccine patents. So what you can do is you can look up these patent numbers right now. First one being US 200625785. And when you look at that, you'll see how long ago coronavirus was patented. Now here's a European one, EP 317231 9B1. And that one you'll find to be a vaccine patent, which was funnily enough just approved in November of 2019. When did we start seeing coronavirus? So I guess it's time to tell you the only way that you can actually catch a virus.
I got a boner.
The only way that you can catch a virus is by having it injected into your bloodstream. So remembering that viruses are created cellularly as a response to your internal environment, which means, yes, taking responsibility for your thoughts, actions, and beliefs, all beliefs being a form of ignorance, because you know if you have to believe something, it's because you don't know. So how can a human get a virus from a pig or a bat or a bird or a monkey? Remembering that viruses used to be blamed on other races, such as Mexicans and Spanish flu. Well, remember that viruses cannot cross species, and you can't even catch it from within the same species because it has to be created within animal tissue, remembering that we are human animals. So the way that you can create a virus, you can get sick and unhealthy animal tissue and put it in a petri dish. It will create a virus and you can incubate that virus. The only reason it can stay alive, remembering it's not alive, the only reason that a virus can actually be there and be in play is that it's taking care of toxicity within cells in animal tissue. So what happens with that incubated virus is it's sterilized and put into a vaccine. Now straight away you don't want that because that's bad news. Then when it's added to 70 or 80 chemicals, you definitely don't want that in your body. So when these viruses are loaded into vaccines and flown all the way around the world and people are getting their flu shots and all their other vaccines, that's the only way you can get animal tissue into your own bloodstream. It is so far beyond the realm of possibility to get animal tissue into your bloodstream by way of being around people or from surfaces or from the air or from any other way other than injection. So you really want to question all this advice that's being given out about your toilet paper and your hand sanitizers and your everything else, and the idea that this virus is killed upon contact of heat or anything else, because a virus isn't alive in the first place. So how can you kill something that is never alive? So there's only two things that you need to do. One, don't get a flu shot. Actually, don't get any shot. And two, don't stay in your house. You got to be outside getting sunlight and fresh air if you want your body to run optimally and not need to undergo a viral detoxification. There is something else you can do, actually, and that is to turn off your TV and your social media. And I did make this video to help to bring some common sense and start relieving some of that fear and stress. So I won't go too far into what's really going on with this worldwide pandemic. By the way, who's verifying these deaths? Like, who's actually counting these deaths? And who's actually verifying that the deaths that do occur aren't from any standard flu, which, by the way, flus kill 500,000 to 1 million people every year. Every year. It only affects the weak, and if it's not a natural virus that's happening within your own body for beneficial purposes, the only way you can get that is to have an injection.
Hand sanitizer.
So instead of thinking you're doing the right thing by using all the correct words like COVID-19 and self-isolating and social distancing, and instead of staying indoors like a self-indulgent cactus, washing your hands like it's going out of fashion and humping doorknobs,
farting in bathtubs and laughing your ass off,
and dictating to other people what they should be doing with their lives when perhaps they're just immune to media. So guys, if you're doing that, then you're not actually helping anything. What you're really doing is you're laying down, you're bending over, you're spreading your legs, and you're letting the long arm of the system get itself shoulder deep inside of you.
That's
you
right.
Don't know what's going on behind the scenes. Most people have no idea about how the world works, certainly don't have any idea about how the mind and body works. And there are some things going on that, if this goes down the way people are letting it go down, you can say goodbye to what you have left of your rights and freedoms in this world. So if that's been you, pull your finger out, get outside, do normal things, watch the streets and watch what's going on out there. Because if you're sitting in your house counting the number of days in your social isolation, counting death tolls like it's a fucking Olympic medal tally on the TV, you are literally paving the way to losing your rights and freedoms.
Yeah.
And you're going to come out of your house with less than what you had when you went in. And I'm not just talking about baked beans and toilet paper.
You don't buy that? That's Sean Penn, 2001, I am Sam. Remember? Went full retard. Went home empty-handed.
I'll leave you with one bit of friendly advice, and that is to start using your own mind. Because if you don't use your own mind, someone else is going to use it for you, and it's not going to be to your benefit. So I hope that helped. And if anyone has any real questions, and they don't have something to say like, I don't agree with that, then I'm happy to do Q&As. If I don't get real questions, I'm more than happy to just play guitar and do my own thing. So I hope that helped, and I'll catch you all later. Bye.
Dude crushes. All right, let me, I put his link a bunch of times. Want to know how you know you have a great life is when you don't know if your mom or your wife made something for you. Hey, let me find his link real quick. I put it in the chat a bunch of times when I shot him out. Liability Mate. LIABILIITYMATE. And the name of that video was Cops, Communist, Oriented, Police, Idiocracy, Anyone. All right. So, any questions? It's so not even close. And I wasn't going to go on one of these rants and just disembowel this narrative because, you know, so many people are so baked into this that I was just going to keep people happy and having fun and seeing all the good things that come out of quarantines, and because I'm enjoying it. But Anheuser-Busch used my song. And I want them to realize that they should never do. I know candidates can't create. I know all they do is steal and pervert. I get it. I see the ripples. I see the ripples in Stillwater. But it's like, how do people not see that, you know, as someone who disembowels lies, it's so statistically obvious that this isn't about loss of life. This isn't about safety. And the logic behind it is just as bad as when everyone wanted to take your guns because of shootings. Well, let's just be safe. It's better to be safe than sorry. I love that they're closing down all this stuff, but the fear, guys. And then the beauty of this is every time they lie, I learn something new. The one thing I will disagree with him a little on is, you know, there's a little bit, maybe he's right. I don't know what's going to happen with all this, but I just feel like all your loss of liberty is opt-in. It's always opt-in. You know, if you want to beg for a shot, I think the grabble is the test. I think the way this whole thing is going to go down is they want to be able to put anyone in prison at any time they want. If you test positive for coronavirus, which your body naturally makes in response to toxins, fact, they can quarantine you. Do you understand how stupidly obvious that is? It'll never affect me because I don't do anything. I don't want to be in anywhere that it's like, if you want to come in, you're going to have to be tested for corona. It's like, I literally don't ever have to leave my area. I love it here. I milk the goats in the hailstorms and name them. And, you know, I have 8 baby goats on the way. I have 3 alpacas on the way. All these chickens, giant family, you know, I don't care. But I'm here to serve you guys the gravy. Don't let anyone break your skin barrier. Exactly. Tell them against your religion. Right. There's nothing to be afraid of. All right, I won't consent to any of their BS anymore. Of course not. It's so dumb. But here's the thing. They can kick you out of bars and restaurants and NBA stadiums. You don't own any of that. None of that is legally. You don't have a right to go to a stadium. You don't have a right to work for CNN. They can kick you out. I got kicked out of hell on my own. I mean, a lot of you guys were there helping me. I'm always going to give you guys props for that when I'm discussing this, but when I was taken by my ear like an insolent child by the beast and thrown into the wilderness because I refused to bend the knee on the trans child agenda, I saw with my own eyes exactly what the hell this whole thing is. And I've been bringing the information to you guys in a really fun, awesome way. But it's like, at this point, I'm watching people getting thrown in the wilderness just like they don't even understand. They can have their bars and stadiums. Exactly, exactly. But don't for a second think I'm going to sit around and calculate your virus stats with you. It's mathematically retarded. It's all right, I'm going to show you guys one more video and then we'll do some laughs and then, you know, we'll continue. All right, where's that one cartoon? As a comedian, I'm staying in my lane. I'm going to make everything funny. I'm not just going to rant and bitch because the world has enough of that. And I think I do a damn good job at making it fun and funny and not scary and mean and narcissistic like so many of these places. But check this out real quick. These are actual, so if people want to actually crunch some numbers, let's crunch some numbers here about the coronavirus. Viruses don't even exist the way that they're described. All right.
Life expectancy in Spain. You guys know what the life expectancy in Spain is? 82.83 years. You want to know why that's significant? Because the average age of death for coronavirus in Spain is 84. So not only do I know coronavirus is real, it's not a hoax, guys. It's a very real medical condition. And apparently, it adds 1.5 years to your life. Statistically, in Spain, if you get the coronavirus, you live 1.5 years longer than average. That's a fact.
Okay, so one of my buddies, I'll do a better job trying to explain right now what I mean by the, when someone said it's an independent event, I get it. What I'm saying is it's a series of independent events. So if you flip a coin, it's a 50-50 every time. Even if it's been 8 heads in a row, the next flip is still 50-50. You understand? But the total event, like flipping eight heads in a row is an event in itself, and that's one in 256. But every flip is still 50-50. The previous flip does not affect the next flip. It's like roulette with 33 little numbers on there that total up to 666. Spin the wheel! So hopefully that dude had a point, I guess. I just, he was only timed out. I didn't kick him out or anything. But every event is 50-50. But to flip heads eight times in a row is one in 256, which is not that crazy. One in 234 for 5G being fifth generation. I wouldn't ladle that gravy. I don't ladle gravy one in 10,000. When it's every second of every day flipping heads, all heads with 50-50 independent events since before Christ, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say it's a lie. All right. I like the way you pulled that hat off. Oh, thank you. Someone watched Marty's video on games encoded with math. I work at CRE. Corporations are buying up apartment complexes, trailer parks, retail stores that people are bailing on. Right. It's a giant money grab. It's a giant power grab. It's fine with me. I've been watching this shit for years. I think there's a lot of good things that come from that. There's always blowback. I'm not changing that position. 36 numbers. Oh, sweet. Whatever. It's 666 is the total. I thought it was 33. There you go. 36. I'm not changing my position on the fact that there's overall good things that come from it. People were on a hedonic treadmill to nowhere, running to their little gay bars and their Disney worlds and all this shit, just inoculating themselves from the reality of life. And now there's a lot of people that are going to be waking up to reality. And there's a lot that will nose to the ground, anus open, the devil behind them, pumping away. All right. Looking at the corona genome code. All right. It doesn't matter. Guys, viruses are made by your body. They're scrubbing. It's a solvent. It's such a category error that listening to it is literally like being around drunk people. But my job is basically an Uber driver for the drunks. And hopefully I get you home so you don't get raped. That's my job. Is I will sit here and sift through the madness as people go, but I mean, I'm not wearing a mask. And it's like, dude, it's not even what a virus is. And it's so logically obvious. And it's like, yeah, they can inject you with shit and you can get sick. But a virus is the body's cleansing. But I mean, cleanse of what? Oh, you stuff your face with toxins. You think evil shit. You jerk off all the time. You're fucking mad and resentful and mean. Want to know the healthiest thing you can do? Forgive your dad. Sleep better. It's insane. And so I'll just keep Ubering the drunks. It's like, but aren't you scared? You're so drunk on media and pornos, you don't even know what you should be afraid of. Of course I'm not scared of this shit. It's not even in the realm of reality. Virus is your body kicking toxins out. Right. To be afraid of the flu is like being afraid of cleaning. It's like, we have to put off spring cleaning. It's like, dude, it's called spring cleaning. People used to be so in tune with reality that you would clean your house and clean your body at the same time. It's a purge. All right, enough of this. I'm going to make you guys laugh. But again, watch this from the beginning. Budweiser used my fucking favorite song to sell their nonsense, and so they will pay. And I just changed thousands of minds. So now when they watch your stupid propaganda, Budweiser, your poison water, they'll see right through your beautiful song and know what the hell you're doing. You're pushing communism, bunch of fags. Oh, how dare you? Oh, all right, let's be funny. Okay, let's start. I know I played this a lot, but we have a result of this one. Hang on. Let me hang on. So, where is this one? I thought I did a much better job adding all my videos today. But hang on, I can add it right now. So this is called Red Pill Rooster. Gets his milk stolen. You can YouTube it, that video, and then follow that channel. I no longer promote channels on here because for obvious reasons. All right, here we go.
You give me my money for my goat milk, or I take out the garbage. Dios mio, don't take out the basura. I come with my basura truco. Oh, no. Yes, you took my goat milk. And now you pay. You took my goat milk and now you pay double. Not about basura. Oh, Dios mío. You should not have taken my leche, the goat. My goat, the leche. I milk the goat myself. And you take it from me. You say credit. Oh, no. Please, no. Oh, I bring the basura truco. No, not the basura truco. You give me money for my goat leche. Our current and also unleashes hellfire over your puta casa de puta. Oh, no. Not mi casa de puto. You watch the pornos instead of paying me my money. Sometimes I watch the pornos when I get stressed out. Please, papa. Please, el papa. No, no. No, no. El papa does not become el papa by taking shit from puto. Maricón. Oh, no, not the gay porno. It's the straight heterosexual porno. It's all homosexual. You're looking at another dude's penis. All porno is gay porno. You took my goat leche. Oh, but papa, please, no. Carentenoso. Yes. Carentenoso. Get the basura truco. The truck of garbage. Not the truck of garbage, please, no. Carentenoso. Release. Hellfire. Dios mío, no. Sí, señor. Mi porno. Mi porno, no.
All right, so as a lot of you know that have served in the military, violence causes PTSD. So let's kick things off here with, when people can sometimes just see violence and forget all the victims that, how much pain comes from it forever from the people that witnessed it. All porno is gay porno. Don't be a squirt boy. And that was just one. I mean, there's even more. There's even more horrible, horrible results. Because that was just a bunny that happened to just happened to see it. What happened? You know, that's why when men take violence into their own hands, they forget about all the just victims that just witness it and have PTSD for life. All right, here's another unsuspecting victim. Hang on 1 second. Here we go. I guess. Just true horror. All the porno is gay porno. Oh, all right, here we go. Let's watch the other one again. I mean, I can't get enough of this shit. I could watch this shit all day long. All right, we're going to watch the bunny one more time. Yeah, where's the bunny one? Here we go. The horror! All right, guys, I'm gonna show you guys the funny goat video that I showed in the beginning too. And also, this is just another thing that I have to deal with. When I break a spell, like I pretty sure I just did with the viruses and the whole narrative, I then the response is another form of fear. Oh, so they're coming. They have can. No! Everything's fine. It's all in your hands. It's just like, it's literally like being around drunk people. Guys, you have to stop watching porn, news media, and get off Facebook and Twitter. It's like your mind is wrecked. When you do, if you don't do these things, your next thing is you go, so I won't die of the virus. Oh, wow, okay. So that means it's all fake and they're going to kick in the door and they're going to suck my dick. I'm dead serious, guys. This is how people react. I'm like, no. What part of reality looks like that?
I mean, but the porno, the movies, and the television, and it's just like, Jesus.
I get it. It's my job. It's my cross to bear. I get it. Guys, nothing is keeping you from doing your life. Every one of these grabbles, there's huge blowback. Look for the opportunity. As the great Meyer Rothschild said, and I do mean great. That guy knew how to grabble. When blood's in the street, buy. Now, I'm not recommending that you exploit your fellow man and, profit from all this shit. But, like, the point he's trying to make is every time there's a grabble, there's a massive opportunity somewhere. These aren't things that can sustain. The Tower of Babel, every brick requires constant maintenance and energy. If you simply are an honest person and live according to taking care of your health, your family, truth, pursuing truth. You know, it's like you just keep going. You just keep leveling up in life. That's it.
But I mean, then they're going to cut.
It's like, dude, it's a, want to know what it appears to me is a trauma cycle where you can't get out of the trauma cycle until you stop watching the fucking news. Sorry about swearing. It's like, you will just go from one fear to another and then nothing changes. It's like you have to say, okay, this is bad for me. You know, it's kind of like like promiscuous women that were abused as kids. They just go from dude to dude to dude to dude. This one's daddy. No, this one's daddy. No, this one. You have to eventually say none of them are going to be daddy. You know, that you have to do shit yourself. Like, I'll show you what real life looks like. This is my morning. This is yesterday evening with my. No, this is this morning. Was it this morning? With Hale, with my Hale and the goats. Hang on. Goats are incredibly intelligent animals. Hang on. Where is it? Here we go. The point out.
Hi. So, one of the fun things that happened with milking is when a hailstorm comes, all the girls want to stay up there. But they're lucky, look at them. I'll call them down one at a time and they'll all come down. It's pretty adorable, actually. Rain, sleet, snow, or shine, the big bear always gets his milk. Who's that bird? Come on down to the Price is Right milk machine. All right, Johnny, head out and up. Come on, Johnny girl. Who's up next? It's Annie girl. What's up, mama? Come on, Annie. Johnny, you came a little early. It's Annie's turn.
All right. They're great. And the reason Joni came down is I actually accidentally called Raya Joni and she was like, ooh, me. They're wonderful animals. Wonderful. And I might have a couple to either give to people or sell. I don't even know what I'm going to do with the goats. But just get into life, guys. Get into it. Have kids. You know, stop being defined by the world around you. It's been a grabble since day one, since Babylon. This is not any different. So, like, I can already see that by disproving the virus narrative, people are like, so it's all lost. Look at all those sheeples. A, stop calling them sheeple. Let me explain something real quick. Okay, have you ever seen those images of, like, a wolf and a giant amount of buffalo? And one wolf is hunting the buffalo. And there's, like, 500 buffalo, and they're running away from the wolf. And you easily think, well, if the buffalo only turn around and just, they can trample that wolf. Why are they running from the wolf? And then the weakest usually gets split off, and then the wolves take out that one and feast. And then, so there's this whole concept that someone could have where if only the wolf, or if only the buffalo knew their power, they could just turn around and trample the wolf. Yeah, but then they wouldn't be buffalo. It's not the nature of buffalo. They wouldn't be buffalo. They would be predators. Those buffalo don't do that. It's the same with the controlling mechanisms of this world. I'm never going into politics. I'm never going into religious leadership because it's not my nature. Okay, you have to understand that the best way to handle a wolf with a pack of, this is why I don't call people the masses. These are people just like you and me that fall for shit because it's in their nature. It's also one reason why they're good. You know, I'm a day walker. I understand the wolf and the buffalo. I don't want to be a wolf. And I'm just not really a buffalo. I'm a bear. Bears are more, the reason that I respond so strongly to the bear archetype is they're more solitary with their families in the woods. They're cuddly and fun and cool, but if you poke them, they'll fucking eat your head, right? That's a bear. They like salmon and berries and hanging out, but you know, they're also pretty freaking vicious. Okay, so don't call the flock masses. It's insane. You don't want the buffalo to become wolves. They won't. And it's you don't want to inflict that on them. You understand? Where it's like, that's why people have spirit animals. Like, what's your archetype? Like, what is the animal that you relate to? You know? And the way to beat the wolf and stay the buffalo is stay strong, stay healthy, stay with your people. And then they will slowly, they will try and take the one that watches too many pornos. And then slowly, and the wolf has to be fast and fearless. And the buffalo has to stay big and strong and with their herd. They will never become wolves. Just like most people will never become a controller. You do not want to curse people with that. Do you understand they have to abuse their kids to beat the empathy out of them so they can become kings and shit? And like World Bank heads? They abuse the shit out of their kids to beat the empathy out of them so that they can inflict onto humans. They can farm humans. Why would you want that? So when you say, oh, the masses, yeah, it's a herd. But they do their thing. That's what they do. Do you understand? Like, you're never going to convince a buffalo to turn around and be a wolf. It's not the nature of the buffalo. And so when people think that if you just wake people up to the nature of wolves, they will then turn and trample the wolf. That isn't ever, if that were to happen, you would see it in nature all the time. It never happens. You have to train people how to actually survive the constant ankle biting of the wolf, because you don't want to be a wolf and the wolf doesn't want to be a buffalo. The wolf isn't going to just graze on grass all day and don't put them down. Like, don't say it's better to be a wolf than to be a buffalo, or it's better to be a buffalo than to be a wolf. It's like they are different functions in the energy cycle of reality. Some people don't have any fucking desire to analyze these things and figure out what reality is. They just do their thing. And that's reality. That's why I'm here to explain this. My life isn't easy. My life isn't easy, guys. You know, when people are like, look at the masses just falling for it. Like, sometimes I'm a little envious of them, of that. Like, where I'm like, I could never go back to that. I could never, you know, go back to chewing cud in a grass. I was never made to do that. I never chewed cud. I always was a bear. You know, and bears have a different set of problems and different realities. And, you know, that's why when people are like, we got to wake up the masses, it's like, oh, so you're trying to make buffalo wolves? And they're like, yeah, we just want everyone to know the wolves. Oh, no, we know there's wolves. That's my job. My job is to explain the nature of wolves, the nature of the predator. It's not to extinguish the predator. It's not to become the predator. It's how do you thrive in this cycle? We did not create these cycles. You can thrash all you want. It's never going to change. Like, it's the equivalent of being like, we all need to rise up and go against the cops. Why? Then more people just become cops and the cycle starts again. That, you understand, these things are just in reality. And so when you're in a natural-based lifestyle like mine. I see this, it's fractal guys. It's absolutely everywhere. It's in the world of the realm of man and the realm of nature and the realm of water and the fractal nature of tributaries and all that. It's everywhere. It's an energy cycle. Become aware of the predator. Don't become the predator. And help guide, help strengthen. So then the wolf comes again. It's like the flu will come every year. It's the wolf. Who does the wolf take down? The weakest. The ones who are a little naughty. Right? And so this is a strengthening time, guys. And so it's like, oh, the wolves are just going to surround it. It isn't the nature of wolves. Then the wolves go extinguished. The wolves go extinct. The predator, the controller, the banking elite, whatever you want to call them, they don't just, there's a balance. They don't just kill you all. It's the nature of the predator. The nature of the predator is always ankle biting the weak. And that makes you stronger. Guys, I've been in the wilderness now for years. It's like when you identify what the nature of the predator is, and the predator, and that's why when people are like, oh, they're going to come for you. That isn't their nature. Their nature is to make you beg for it, to make you have the hubris, to make you become weak and slow, to make you not adhere to the realities of life, not be aware at the water hole, not stick with your buddies. Now, this is exactly what it is. All right. Supplies. My lord, supplies for the front. Did you hear about the Chinese doctor, 32 years old, who died after working 33 days? Stream 760, listening to Denmark as I write. Oh, Denmark Bear. Awesome. Thank you, Denmark Bear. You're the man. I love Denmark Bear. I love the bears that we've all developed, like, good relationships with. It, you know, everybody has a different personality. Does that make sense? Does that make sense? The nature of a wolf. Right, the nature of a bear. The nature of... And we're human. We're not animals, guys. I understand we're in the realm of man, but there's a reason people relate to certain animals. Like, what is your nature? And don't fucking look down at the buffalo, man. If the wolf oversteps his bounds, the buffalo will fucking stomp them to death. Boom, boom, boom. When you break the natural rules of things. Like the wolves are not in the superior position. They're just the predators. And the buffalo aren't just the buffalo can easily stomp to death a wolf if the wolf's nature oversteps the reality of the buffalo. But never ever expect a buffalo to become a wolf. A girl is not a boy, a boy is not a girl. You understand? It's all the same shit. Hi, Owen. Hope this letter finds you well. My given name is Jacqueline. I live in rural Oregon with my husband, our two dogs, and our barn cats on our 7-acre farm. I'm writing to you to tell you a little about the area and to gift you pints of my original artwork, prints. Our area is somewhere I think you would be interested in checking out in terms of purchasing property. The county, please don't read. Okay, I will check this out after. Thank you. Thank you for the gift. Whoop. Very beautiful. All right, let's continue. I know I'm yelling again. They're just rats wearing wolf costumes these days. Well, the wolves have gotten pretty fat and slow. Because the buffalo have been watching too many pornos. Thank you for the super chat. There's a video of water buffalo fucking up lions because they thought the calf was still alive. Yeah. Yeah, no, dude, the balance is incredible. Just don't expect their nature to change. Like, when the lion oversteps, when things... Dude, Cape Buffalo can fuck up a lion. But it's all right. You either understand what I'm saying or not. Can you play California Dreamin'? Windy. P.S. Listen to The Association 1967. This band is very interesting. I hear God through it at times in almost every song. Cherish, never my Windy. Hey, BB, just wondering. My husband of 25 years says he believes in Jesus but doesn't believe in a reverse vasectomy. What are your thoughts? God bless you and yours. I don't want to get involved in your marital affairs, but thank you. I know when to not overstep my bounds. I'll talk about what I think about my dick, but I will not comment on your husband's dick. I'm not going to allow anybody to use me as an argument instrument against their husband. I could sense that a mile away, Wendy. Well, Big Bear says you should reverse your fucking dick. Big Bear, it's a second note I'd like. Hang on, was Big Bear, this is a formal written apology. I was a Taylor Swift fan, but I just saw a picture of her. I realized it was just a guy in makeup, and so is she. Deepest apologies. Anytime. Thank you for the handwritten letter. All right, continuing. $2.2 trillion divided by 330 million equals 666. Okay. I'm just a drunk Uber. I'm just an Uber driver just carrying the drunks around. Big Bear, I was pumped to see you on a live stream using awesome ceramic bear mug I sent you about a month ago. The gravy you have been ladling since that has been increasingly scrumptious. The pineal gland episode was just boom, so I wanted to send you a quick thank you for being our friendly neighborhood wizard slayer. Also enclosed is my attempt at fitting in with the cool kids. Please feel free to share it with the bears. Hopefully someone gets a chuckle out of it. Much love, brother, a bear. P.S. When you buy the Hollywood Improved, will you respond with grace, spite, or other when Candleface, Toe Rogan, and Theo Cocaine Tranny B.J. Vaughn inevitably try to perform there? Firm grace. All right. Yeah, it's no spite at all. None. I have no spite. I'm, you know, zero. A Bear reporting live from the apocalypse. It's horrible out here, Big Bear. We will not make it through the winter. Last night, my wife and I completed a 500-piece puzzle. Ha! I love it. That's what I'm talking about. There's nothing scary about this shit. Beautiful family, man. We awoke today to find a late-season snow had destroyed my hope we had a good growing year. We will not make it through the winter. My Remington 870 with Hornado Sabo rounds ensured that old Frosty will remember to obey government protocols in the future. Guys, he shot Frosty! Okay. Shall we continue? Rogan stage will be out back by the dumpster. All right. I think this whole thing, I mean, everything is under God's supervision. So it's one of the reasons I don't get scared about shit. Owen of House Bear. I'm a bear of over 2 years now, although I am not able to be an active in the chat. You had me from the moment you said high IQ and poor at spelling. I'm the same way. I would guess you are cross-eyed dominant. I don't know what that means. The side of your brain that sees words is different than the side that computes them. It makes you a slower reader too. Yeah. I would outscore the district in standardized test as a kid, but was considered the worst speller in high school. Nice. Anyway, I left LA about the same time, turning my back on a high-paying CFO position for a rural life by my family. I have four boys, and we are trying to crush. My wife is a German from rural Mexico, super based. I am Mormon, and it feels like some of the leaders cucked over Karini, but not entirely. Mormons are different because we don't have a paid ministry. Every male that isn't spanking or working has the priesthood. Spanking? So we can conduct meetings and bless the sacrament in our own home. A year ago, the church went from three homes to two with the plan to have a home-centered religion. We have weekly lessons at home. Basically, the point is so that we can burn the building, we can turn the building someday and still go on practicing our religion. Or burn, yeah. We also have a Minds network where we are assigned to check up on the other members to make sure everyone is taken care of. In short, I know that some leaders probably cucked, but in practice, the change has been based. Just thought I would share it with you. Classical Guitar Bear. Thank you, Classical Guitar Bear. That's wonderful news to hear. I'm not a fan of cucking. All right. I'm sure some people in the chat will be like, but the Mormon, what are you doing right now? Whacking off. Hang on a second. I'm going to squirt. Oh, I've got to squirt again. It's squirting. Oh. Blessings to UBB and all the bears. You as well. This is a little long. I'm just going to do a little bit of this one. Dear Owen, I hope this finds you and your family and the bears healthy and enjoying God's blessings, especially Amy and soon-to-be-born bear, and all expectant mothers and their children. Many times I've started a letter to you in my mind, but today I'm actually writing because it feels I'm at the end of a phase and I won't be taking in your streams nearly as often. Often you have talked about God as the only father, and it finally just hit me. A lot of my resentment, fear, disappointment, jealousy, and envy, among other sins, comes from my search for safety in this realm and the creation of false idols. Great, great insight. If I only impress this person, I'll get respect. If I only achieve what this person has done, I'll get money. If I only earn this degree, get the position, publish this work, etc. I think I'm going to be reading this whole one. False idol after false idol. And of course, the worst idol of all, my own cleverness, charm, wit, talent, etc. Big time. Even though I've mostly not gone in for the fancies and the lollies, I've got a wicked special boy mentality. Today you talked about Hollywood burning while you thrived, and you didn't attribute it to your high IQ or foresight, whereas a special boy would have crowed about it. There's literally no way you could put everyone in little boxes filled with fear while you roam freely around a loving community in a beautiful landscape. Only God could arrange for that. Yes. There's humility in knowing that you didn't do it and that God didn't owe it to you either. Grace just is, it isn't earned. Yeah, exactly. He spared me. To think that I somehow, like, my IQ put me in a position. No, I was spared. All right. That's something this special boy, me, needs to work on. As grace comes freely from the Father, my gifts are also from the Father. To the extent I feel that I am special, I need to remind myself that it isn't my doing and give thanks instead. Yes! A grabbly entitled mindset has mostly kept joy out of reach for me. Thanks for the perspective. Sometimes when you had gone off the deep end on your streams, I thought I wouldn't be listening anymore. This time I know that I finally heard what I needed to hear. I'll still check in from time to time, though. I'm proud of you. I'm like the only streamer in history that is proud of a guy for no longer... I think he should still listen to me, by the way. I'm going to finish the letter. But I would be the mechanic that actually fixes your car versus the one that keeps fucking it up so that you just keep coming back. One way I know things are different is that I don't feel anxious about whether or not you read this on a stream or if I'll ever hear it read or even if it gets to you, though all of the above would delight me. Anyway, now the silly part. People living near the ancient Israelites worshipped a god Baal. I suspect that the all part was their way of referring to God or God. As I've been told that the El in works like Israel, Michael, Raphael, etc. means God. For instance, Israel can be interpreted as God shows his strength. Well, there's a certain bread item popular among people claiming a connection to ancient Israel that is called a Baal. And a G has been inserted for the apostrophe. Interesting. Stay with me here. A bagel, therefore, is Baal in the form of an anus. I like where your head's at. Sodomy worship hiding in plain sight. Yeah, and you butter up that anus, don't you, Grabber? All right. In addition, have you noticed that Grabber is pretty close to an anagram for Gabriel? You had me at the bagel anus, but Gabriel is a messenger of God, so obviously grabbers are trying to usurp the role of speaking for God, once again hiding in plain sight. Okay, I'm listening. Breaking. Today the CDC announced the identification of COVID-20, corn vector-initiated disease 2020. After years of mounting evidence that high-fructose corn syrup is detrimental to human health, the CDC has designated COVID-20 as a nationwide emergency. Yeah, if they were actually concerned about our health. All Americans are urged to self-isolate from high fructose corn syrup products, including most sweetened beverages, condiments like ketchup, and almost every other food item currently sold in America. Exactly. Well, the CDC does not have legislative authority. It is urging all government entities to ban the sale of all HFCS items in public establishments. Sale for delivery is still okayed, but no one knows why. This guy is applying it to fucking reality. At the federal level, legislation to approve at least $13 trillion for distribution without oversight is expected to pass by the end of the week. Guys, reality is that insane right now. And people are like, well, we're crunching. You know, the COVID-19, it's fucking so dumb. That's why they had to ban me everywhere. Because it's so easy to see when you point it out. I'm laughing so hard about the bagel. Yeah, bagel anus. It's hiding in plain sight. Once again, thanks. Bagel Bear, COVID-20 Bear, and Grabber Bear are all tempting, but please verify me as Catch and Release Bear. It's a fishing reference, but also happens to be the best thing to do with sins. Welcome, Catch and Release Bear. And I'm excited to hear more about your journey. I think you should still listen, but whatever. Yeah, it actually doesn't make any sense to me why you would stop listening to the stream. Literally, I don't see how it's related at all. All right. Things are about to start blowing away.
Stop it.
I just yelled at paper. If anyone wants to... Yeah, great. Thank you, very generous. Big Bear, truck drivers are advised not to feed the bears, so I'm just passing on a few grab or dat squares. Earth Fire Bear. Thank you, Earth Fire Bear. Very generous. Shall we continue? Let's see, how much time have I done? Oh, I gotta wrap things up here pretty soon. This will be my last letter. Did you guys enjoy today's stream? Hopefully. But Big Bear, you're spreading disinformation about the COVID. All right. The most lethal thing are lies. Biggest of bears, slayer of wizards, king of the goats, friend of the Jew, shamer of gammas, I wanted to thank you for making 2020 such a great year for the bears. We are having so much fun. It's some biblical shit. It truly is a blessing to be part of this community. I'm grateful for how much you give to us. I've watched you endure an insane amount of unwarranted abuse. You always rise above and guide the bears to victory. The public display has been quite an experience. We are all much better human beings because of it. Our faith is strong and our fraternity is impenetrable. Yeah, because it isn't a bagel anus. And we will support you always. Many of us are bears for life. They will never harm you. I always thank Amy for her steadfast support. You guys set an amazing example for what we should strive to be. We have incredible men and women in this group. There is no demographic, all ages, races, and nations. The bears are crushing. Much love and respect, Titty Bear. Thank you, Titty Bear. All right, this is attempted humor for the bears. I wanted to bring something to your attention that concerns me. I fear that you may have gone full Q-tard. It's very possible that your turpentine has been laced with aspartame. The two wolves inside you may be getting gayer as we speak. Be careful, brother. If you feel a need to buy rollerblades, then we will know I'm right. Do not congregate near any dumpsters. I was with you when you spoke out against precious little ladyboys and scissor queers. When you got the Yukon letter. I was with you when you obsessed over David Hogg's genitals and got banned from Twitter. I was with you when you sang a certain song about a man who just wanted to borrow a bike that you didn't need. I was with you when you started the JQ and started questioning these lovely little goblins that just want to help heal society and end hate speech. I was even with you when you questioned the moon landing, as it's Buzz Aldrin never rode a buggy on the moon and physical nine holes alongside a meth head's tree fort. But now I say, how dare you? How fucking dare you? I sent you on a mini spiral when I pointed out the simple fact that First Day of My Life is a song about a man and a woman finding happiness together. A rebirth. Purpose. The past is irrelevant and the future is clear. My interpretation is factual. I looked into it. You can confirm with a simple internet search. Try Wikipedia. Game over. Titty Bear wins again. In your rage and reckless fury, you dead-named me. You called me a she. I understand, but this sent chat reeling. Dimitri was furiously whacking off. Gammas were rejoicing. Jews were raising interest rates. I forgave you, but I will never forget. So I expect my written apology. You have my address. And these better be dried tears. Shout out to the Fractal Order of the Bear Lodge, Chapter 33 in Kung Fu Bear. Jared Titty Bear. I love it, dude. Genius. All right, guys. That was genius. All right, P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington, 98335. If you want to support the bear. Unauthorized.tv, unbearablesmerchandise.com. Feel free to share this anywhere people can access whatever that I haven't been banned from. Fear not, ladies and gentlemen. This is just, it's a fun ride. Okay, I will probably be doing a live stream tonight at 6. I will let the chat know, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I have some boxes to open. Maybe I'll do it on the Pacific Standard Time. I have some boxes. Maybe I'll open it on the chat. But I hope you guys enjoyed this. Be fruitful and multiply. Don't be fruity and boil.